At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Mistress Pussy's Mistake, written by Abby Phillips Walker. A very kind gentleman lived in a big house which was in the midst of a beautiful park. He had a beautiful cat of which he was very fond. Pussy was very clever and her master knew very well that she would hurt the birds. So he put a pretty ribbon around Pussy's neck and tied a little silver bell on that, which used to tinkle whenever Pussy moved, and this warned the birds that she was near. Pussy resented this but pretended that she did not care. One day, a bird was singing very sweetly on the bough of a tree which overhung a small lake. Pussy walked along under the tree and looking up, she said, "Madam, you have a beautiful voice. And you're a very beautiful bird indeed. I do wish I was close to you. I have grown old and I cannot hear you so well." The bird laughed at Pussy and said, "Yes, Miss Puss, I can believe that you wish to be near. Not to see or hear me better, but to get hold of me." Pussy pretended not to hear the last remark. She said, "My beautiful bird, will you not come down so I can hear you better?" "Well, I cannot sing properly on the ground," replied the bird. "You can come up here even if you are not so furious as you look. But tell me, do you not find the bell you wear very tiring to your nerves?" "Oh, no, no," answered sly Pussy. "It is so pretty that I am glad to wear it. My master thinks I'm so beautiful that he likes to dress me well. And the bell, it also helps him to find me."
"I understand. And we birds are always glad to hear it too," answered the bird. She laughed at the pussy and added, "You are certainly a very beautiful creature, Miss Puss." Pussy all the time had very slowly climbed the tree, for she wanted the bird to think that she was old and slow, as the bird had her bright eyes upon her. When Pussy reached the branch the bird was on, she stopped and seated herself.
"Now, my pretty little friend, please sing to me your loudest song." She hoped it would be loud enough to drown the tinkle of the bell. The bird began to sing very sweetly. Pussy took a step very carefully, but the bird heard the tinkle of the bell. She stopped singing and spread her wings, ready to fly.
"Oh, no, no, don't stop," said the pussy. "Your song was so soothing, I was in a doze. Do sing again, please."
And she moved a little closer. The bird took a step nearer to the end of the bow and said,
"I'm glad you liked my voice. I will sing again if it pleases you so much."
She began her song, but she kept her eyes on the purse. As Pussy drew nearer, she moved closer to the end of the swinging bow. When the bird reached a very high note, Puss gave a spring, but the bird was too quick. She flew out of Pussy's reach and splash went Pussy into the lake. Pussy was concentrating on the bird and did not notice that the bird was moving to the end of the bow. Poor Pussy was wet when she scrambled to the bank of the lake while all the birds were chirping and making a great noise.
"How did you like your bath, Miss Puss?" the bird called to her.
"You should never lay traps for others, for you often fall into them yourself."
Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300. And all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.